And now to a classroom in the San Francisco Bay Area, where seventh graders have turned another controversial early chapter in genetics into a battle with the beat, a rap battle, as we'll hear. NPR's Adam Cole reports.
Okay, I'm James Walter, and I'm Francis Crick. And ain't nobody fresher than Watson and Crick.
Watson and Crick, they're the guys who first figured out that famous spiral structure of DNA. Before they came on the scene, no one knew what that important molecule looked like.
Don't tell nobody, but we're gonna solve DNA. Hereditary molecules under our name.
That beat comes from the Kanye West song Click, but the performers are 7th graders Ray Goff and Jabbar Murray. Along with their classmates at Kittbridge Middle School in Oakland, California, they've been working for months, researching the story of DNA, writing rhymes, and filming a music video. Tom McFadden led the project. Equipped with degrees in biology and science communication, he's spent the past few years traveling around the world, visiting classrooms with his own brand of science-infused hip-hop.
It's part of their everyday things that they do after school, during school, at recess, whenever. And if you can bring that into the classroom and connect that to the other things that they're learning about, that goes a long way towards hooking students in.
With McFadden's help, students at five schools in the San Francisco Bay Area have created rap battles about everything from plate tectonics to Pluto. And these are battles, lyrical arguments between ideas or people. At Kitt Bridge, the fight really gets going when Rosalind Franklin, another DNA pioneer, shows up.
Crick comes, run, Crick.
You show my data behind my back, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Let's recognize Rosalind Franklin, all eyes on Rosalind Franklin.
That's Milan Gibson playing the role of Rosalind Franklin. Franklin took some X-ray pictures of DNA, and they showed that everyone had the shape of the molecule all wrong. Seventh graders Ray Goff and Kepra Shah Meredith explain.
At first, they thought the phosphates was inside the DNA strand.
And she figured out that there's phosphates on the outsides of it, and it's CGTA.
And I showed it was a helix with phosphates on the outside. Calculated helical.
And here's where things get unpleasant. Watson and Crick used Franklin's picture to build their Nobel Prize-winning model of DNA, but they did it without her permission, or even her knowledge, and they didn't give her much credit. It's still a controversial subject, even in Kitt Bridge's schoolyard.
It's not really stealing because it says, like, I know, that he showed him the picture. So
I know,
like,
but basically that's stealing. That's stealing from what she did, and even though he was
claiming it
with,
as theirs.
Yeah, that's kind of stealing
it. I see where you're coming from.
Watson later derided Franklin as a belligerent feminist in his best-selling book, The Double Helix. Franklin couldn't respond because she had died of cancer years before. But in the song, she gets her say.
It had not escaped notice that you're a jerk. She got no belt for my work.
There's some uncertainty about whether rapping in school improves learning, but science rapper Tom McFadden believes it helps students find a way into the material.
When you talk to the students about the science and the content covered in these songs, they really, really have strong opinions about it.
And McFadden hopes that kind of engagement will spread. With funding from Hewlett-Packard and hundreds of Kickstarter backers, he recorded and filmed a song from each school. The videos go up on YouTube this week. McFadden hopes these science rap battles will make their way into other classrooms, and other students will argue about Watson and Crick on the playground. Adam Cole, NPR News.
Let me hear you recognize Rosalind Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. Recognize Rosalind Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N.
Classrooms all over the country are blending hip-hop and science. You can hear more songs and watch students in New York City battle for the title of Science Genius on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.